Welcome in to the PCFF podcast. It is Thursday, October the 16th. Week 7 is here in the Pitt County Fantasy Football League. Let's get right into what's been going on in the standings. Tennessee, fresh off a nice comeback on Monday night, is officially the one seed if the playoffs started today, tied with DC at 4-2. After that, Carolina, London, Pittsburgh, Kodiak, Miami, all 3-3. That's 5 out of the 8 teams at 3-3 with a lot of weeks to go, a couple months as a matter of fact. Chicago at 1-5 is not out of it, but they need to start winning. We'll get right to that right now as we look into Week 7 on the PPP, the Pitt County Fantasy Football League podcast preview, whatever you want to call it. London at 3-3 versus Chicago, 1-5 must win for the Chaos. For London, Lamar Jackson is out again. This one due to a bye. The Redcoats certainly hope he comes back as they have missed him dearly the past few weeks. Hoping for him to come back week 8. We'll see what happens there. Pittsburgh 3-3 versus Miami 3-3. Now, when you look at this on paper, they're both at 500, but Pittsburgh has a lot of points, currently sitting 5th. If the playoffs started today, the first team looking in from the outside, Miami, on the other hand, is at the bottom of the 3-3 list. So a win is almost a must-win in this spot. They want to go ahead and get that W. Will CeeDee Lamb return for the militia? We don't know. Mecca Igbuka, the rookie sensation for the Punishers, looks like he's probably going to be out a couple weeks. I haven't looked at the latest update. Garrett Wilson also possibly nursing a knee injury. Then again, everyone on the Jets after last week needs to be suffering from something offensively. Looking at another matchup, Tennessee at 4-2, tied for first, but they have the points and a pretty good margin at that, against the Kodiak Grizzly at 3-3. Kodiak currently in the 6th spot. As far as 1-8, they are at 3-3 though, so a win is big. Rashee Rice returning for the Grizzly. Puka Nacua, is he healthy? Is he not? I don't know. Tennessee has had a lot of injuries. There's a lot of injuries everywhere. I could go on with the Punishers for quite a while, or the 39ers. But Tennessee and Kodiak in the Hager Bowl, kind of the Cousins Bowl, whatever you want to call it. Big matchup there, 3-3 the Grizz against the 39ers at 4-2. And your game of the week, the original Wellingham Bowl, the Roommate Bowl, DC at 4-2 versus Carolina, the top ranked 3-3 team. They would be the 3 seed if the playoffs started today. They are at 500 at 3-3. A lot of questions here. Will Rico Dowdell, whatever you want to call him, continue to be the best fantasy football player in the league? The 2 straight weeks of a combined 60-plus points is up there all time as far as the 2-week span. I'm not going to research it. For DC, a lot of players out, especially to buy. Josh Allen, James Cook, to name a few. Looks like Bucky Irving is probably sitting. A lot of fun, a lot to get to in Week 7. I hope you all have a good weekend. Have a good Thursday night. Go Vikings, go Pirates, go Broncos.
In the house of the rising sun.